What to do, everybody? This is your girl, Kim Knox, and welcome back to my podcast. Today, I'm just kind of doing a rant on a few things because it is really irking my spirit, and I don't know. I'm feeling some type of way about a couple of things that's going on right now in our society. So first things first, this whole sexuality thing. I live in Atlanta, Georgia, so sex is very big here. Probably one of the biggest, I don't even consider it underground. We are known for the strip clubs. We're like now probably even topping New York as far as the gay community, probably New York and California, San Francisco or San Diego. And not that there's a problem with that. It's just now that everybody's gay, everybody's sexually fluid. And I'm like, how the fuck is that possible? Like everybody can't be. Just everybody can't be. I'm kind of old school, and then I'm also very hip too. I have a gay godfather. I had a gay cousin, probably quite a few, not quite a few, but some gay cousins. I've surrounded myself with gay people, so I'm not a gay basher. I just find it very highly impossible that everybody's gay. Now, is a lot of people experimenting and trying some things out? Okay. I kind of get that. But now it's just okay to be sexually fluid. Like now everybody can, now if that's your truth, that's your truth. But I don't believe that everybody can be sexually fluid. I repeat, never in my life have just been attracted to a woman. I can honestly say there are some beautiful women out there that's attractive, but my punani does not throb and at the sight of a woman like, oh man, I would love to sleep with her. Truth be told, I don't want to even kiss somebody after they lick me. Should I say my husband? I mean, I know it's me. I know I'm clean, but maybe I'm just not a freak like that. I don't know. So the thought of putting my mouth on another woman, that disgusts me. But hey, to each his own. The problem I have is that we're pushing agendas onto our young people. And I feel like the whole Dwayne Wade situation, that's your kids. However you want to raise your kids is fine. But then again, I think that we just act too soon on things and don't have enough discussions. We do tend to sweep shit under the rug, but also we have to look at things and be realistic about some things that's going on in the society. Me personally, and you know, being a kid, I don't believe that you have those sexual urges probably until the age of puberty. I believe that children, this is my belief, you know, knock me if you want. As children, we just love or we just like and we just play with who we play with. We mimic what we see in our parents and other adults. So therefore, if you give somebody a hug and a kiss, your kids see that they want to hug and kiss their friends, and it could be on the mouth. It doesn't make the kid gay because the kid doesn't know what gay is. The kid doesn't know what sex is. They only begin to know what these things are from one. We introduce it by saying, oh, is that your little boyfriend or is that your little girlfriend? Or when we redirect it, boys don't kiss boys, boys kiss girls. We start to introduce those things into it. They still don't even know. They just know that that's not what they're supposed to do. Even with toys, we redirect boys play with this, girls play with this. Now, I believe that when we introduce them, when we leave our kids, our children, and we don't protect our children like we're supposed to, and we leave them with anybody, and you have this sick fucking uncle or aunt or whoever the hell it is decides that they want to play with little kids and molest children, I believe that that opens a whole nother gamut up. Every situation of molestation isn't necessarily rape, and it's not necessarily violent, and we have to understand that. And that's why in a lot of cases, I believe that kids don't necessarily tell the parents because it's not always violent. I had experiences where I was molested or touched, and it wasn't a violent rape. It wasn't total penetration. However, I will say that at one point I was stimulated enough to where I would have orgasms as a kid. And if something feels good to you, then eventually, yeah, I like that. So the same thing can happen with a boy or a girl. If a man is stimulating your son and he starts to like it, then eventually his mindset is, oh, I'm turned on by men. So therefore, when I get to a certain age, I must be into men more than women. But then we're not doing our jobs as parents as far as being cognitive and aware of who we leave our kids with. Just because we want to go out to the club, you can't leave your kids just with anybody. Just because you know everybody, I feel like most people know who the uncle in their family is that touches the cousin, whoever the hell it is, you know who the hell it is. And I'm not saying that you're not supposed to go out and have a good time occasionally, but you just got to be aware. If you're aware enough, if you're the type of person that does all kind of checks to see how this daycare is or whatever, you should be just as aware. Just because their family don't make them good people, that's all I'm saying. But also, I don't feel like you should. I feel like every parent, especially mothers, know their children. I had a cousin that was gay. My mom always would say, I've been knowing he was gay since he was a baby because he always liked to play with, no matter how many times we would try to redirect him, he always wanted to play with the girl toys. He always was in the fashion. He ended up doing hair for L'Oreal. He was just that type of person, and we knew it. But back then, it was like the elephant in the room. Nobody talked about it, so we didn't discuss it. When he got of age to where he could up and moved, he moved to Atlanta first. And then once we moved to Atlanta, he ended up moving to New York. And that's where he lived his life. And even then, like, the entire family knew my cousin was gay, but it just was not a conversation that was had because he looked at it and probably, I don't know, but my uncle would have frowned upon it. Look, we all live our lives. We don't always do necessarily the right things, you know, what we feel. That's why I feel like gay people hide, because in essence, they feel like it's wrong, it's taboo not to do it. Now society has made it okay to come out and live your life. Yeah, you can come out and live your life, but at the end of the day, is it really right? And the reason why I say, is it right? Let's take the biblical sense out of it. Men and women were made to procreate, to bring upon other kids. Same-sex people can't do the same thing with each other. So is it what we're supposed to be doing? Just because you can doesn't make it right. And I think that's why a lot of gay people struggle with it, because in their heart of hearts, they know it's wrong. That's why most gay people fall up in church every Sunday more than anybody else, because they know the shit is wrong and they know that they have to deal with the demons. But it's their life. My thing is, now we're pushing the agenda of sexuality on our kids, whether it's through television, now in schools, oh, we having a gay prom, we having this, we having that. It's just too damn much. And a lot of it comes from just other shit. You being harassed, you being bullied, you're not getting the attention of other people. And I find it weird in a sense where parents aren't being parents and they're not dealing with it. I thank God every day that I have the type of mother that I had. Did I go through issues? Was I bullied? Was I harassed in school? Hell yes. Shit, I was bullied and harassed even as an adult by people. You know, you just have to, the lessons that my mom taught me is basically you're not going to be liked by everybody. Majority of the time, you're not going to be liked by shit. Truth be told, it's always going to be somebody that dislike you. They're going to have a problem or issue with you. And you just have to know that's a part of life. If they pick on you, toughen the fuck up. Easy for Kim to say, but not really, because I've been through a lot of situations. I was teased as a kid because I looked different than everybody else. I had these slanted ass eyes with bags up under. I wore braces. I had a Jerry curl. I remember one time my Jerry curl just didn't quite curl after they shampooed it, sent my ass to school. I had this big ass afro. And at the time, afros was not in fucking style. And the kids teased me. They taunted me. When I had braces, I got teased. When I had a Jerry curl, I got teased. When I came to Atlanta, I got teased. When I was working at the hospital, I had chicks that was on my case about shit for whatever reason. That's a part of life, which you have to learn how to deal with shit. You don't go in schools and shoot the motherfucker up because these motherfuckers been harassing your ass every day. You get the one that's damn the ring leader and you whoop their ass. That's what you do. And you live to see a damn another day. It's just getting on my fucking nerves. Everybody feels entitled. Everybody want to be mad about something. The gay folk want to protest because, you know, they are not being accepted. You're gay. That's the risk you take when you come out and some folk just ain't going to agree with you being gay. And that's a part of life. You know, black folk, they've been fucking with us all our lives. But the thing about it is you got to shut up and fucking put up. Stop whining about the shit. Let's get money. Let's put the money back into our community. This shit ain't going to change. This shit has been going on forever. And we're trying to get acceptance from a group of people who there are some who actually cares about us and really want to see us win. And then there are some people who don't give a fuck. We got people that's running for president. We got so many fucking Democrats running for president. I don't even know who's fucking running for, you know, president, which means that if we don't get our shit together, Trump and his cronies or somebody close to it is going to be right back in the office, which never benefits us in the end anyway. It's just so much of entitlement and, you know, diagnosis of, oh, I got social anxiety. Bitch, I was shy for a long time. Talking about the Summer Walker, I was shy. But when I started singing, people started gravitating to me, and I just learned how to talk to people. We rely so heavily on technology, our cell phones. What I've noticed, which is crazy, and I've seen it for a long time, it didn't just start. But now that we have smartphones where we can look on the internet and we can be on social media all day, all evening, whatever, we basically, when we go out in public, because we don't want to have a conversation with somebody, we will get out our cell phones. So it's a distraction, so we won't have to talk to anybody. And then you wonder why you can't find no man. You wonder why, even if you do get a man, why y'all can't have a conversation. Let me just give you a insight. My husband loves to talk shit about me being on my phone all the time. And I said, you know what? I am on my phone quite a bit because I hadn't really been on Facebook in a minute. I think I'm kind of going back and forth between Instagram and Facebook. I used to be on Instagram a lot more because I was trying to promote this podcast and trying to build my brand. And as of recently, I basically said, fuck this shit. I don't know. I'm just in a different headspace. Damn if you like me, damn if you don't. It's just real. I ain't never been one of those people who kissed ass to try to put out content or nothing for you to like me. The people who know me and really like me, they like me. If you don't, you don't. Kick rocks, suck a dick, whatever. But I started going back to Instagram because they have like some interesting content on marriage and relationships and just what's going on in my community. So I've been getting back off into that a little bit more, a little bit less of trying to promote a brand. But I say that to say I would get up and go to Facebook, Instagram. I'd play this little game on my phone, home design. Then I go to YouTube and listen to some videos, and it's back and forth all fucking day. And my husband, he goes on social media and he watch videos. He doesn't really post, but he's on there too. And it's so bad to the point now where we both get up first thing in the morning. I get up early anyway, but we barely speak to one another because you on your phone and I'm on my phone. But yet you love to tell me I'm always on my phone. Dude, you on your phone too. So there for me, especially during the new year, some shit has got to change because I want to have a closer relationship with my husband. And to me, the cell phones and technology is a distraction. And if you don't get a hold on your relationships, meaning your marriage, meaning your kids, and having that time where you say, we're going to put this shit down, even in parties for the holidays, I think it's a good thing. Hey, let's all take pictures when we first get here, because for like, if you're anything like me, my makeup is slayed. I want to get this before I start eating and eat all my lipstick or whatever off. Get the pictures at the beginning of the night before everybody look fucked up and toe up. Put the phones in a basket. Let's get it moving. Let's get it popping. Let's have conversation. Let's introduce each other. You know, if you haven't met before, let's get into that mode because we need to get back to connecting. You need to get back to having conversations with your kids to find out why they think and why they feel a certain way and redirect. Get rid of this sense of entitlement. Let they ass know that life ain't fair. Everybody ain't going to like you. And just because you work hard doesn't mean that you're going to get the position. Don't mean you're going to get the award. The chick, Ari Lennox, came out with the album. She sings Shea Butter Baby. And while I like her little voice, she ain't the dopest artist that I've heard in a while. Honestly, my artist of choice would be her. You know, when I heard the first time I started hearing her's music, I was like, this a dope ass chick. Didn't realize that she wrote all her shit. She plays multiple instruments. And I just like the tone of her voice. That's who got me. Ari Lennox was like, oh, she got a cute little different like voice, but she don't move me like that. But then that's just my opinion. But she's all on the social media bitching about an award that she didn't win and that Lizzo won. These artists, these folk got to take a lesson. People hate when I say it. Beyonce could probably hate most of these artists out right now. But what she ain't going to do is she ain't going to go on social media and rant about how shit is unfair that she didn't win. When she didn't win to Taylor Swift, and that year I honestly felt like she should have, you didn't see her going, hell, Kanye was the one that went on a rant, but she never feels entitled. She said she did what she did. She appealed to her fans. Let me go back in the studio and do, because she going to get her money regardless. What she said, be humble and get your paper. This is Kim Knox.